Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com bringing you what's happening in theaters this weekend. And the first movie is The Eagle, taking place almost 2,000 years ago. Channing Tatum's a Roman soldier, and he takes a slave and sets off to search Scotland for his father and a golden eagle who disappeared 20 years earlier when his father led an army to the edges of the world.
No Roman can survive north of the wall.
One man can hide when an army can't.
It's too risky.
Then I'll take Esco.
He's a slave. He does what he does because he has to.
I heard everything you stand for.
We will slit your throat the minute you're alone.
Okay, here are the good parts of the movie. Two extraordinary men embark on an epic journey in their own ways to discover truth, fight for honor, and put things right. And one of those men is Channing Tatum. And the bad parts of the movie are completely irrelevant. It's not like we're going to go see this movie because it's an Oscar contender. We're going to go see it for the action, the adventure, scenery, and engaging actors. Did I mention Channing Tatum? So if the story isn't the best, or, well, the dialogue isn't always perfect, or if not everything always makes sense, who cares? This is one of those movies you see just to go see. Now into a movie which is not necessarily an epic adventure, nor much about the truth, and does not star Channing Tatum, it's Just Go With It, starring Adam Sandler. And he thinks the magic formula for getting women is to lie to them about being in a horrible marriage, until the day that is that he finds the right woman. Then he convinces Jennifer Aniston to help him pull off his con to win her heart.
This may sound strange, but for years I've pretended to be married.
My wife beats me in front of my kids.
No!
I know how wrong it is,
but there's no strings attached and nobody gets hurt.
You need to put this wedding band on a true heart.
That's what it feels like.
Well, this movie pretty much does answer that long-standing mystery. Is there such a thing as too many plastic surgery jokes? Yes, there is. But surely all that's overcome by the cuteness of the movie, right? Well, Jennifer's two kids bring all the cute parts. Without them, I think you'd have yourself about 3 minutes of cuteness in the whole movie. In fact, the little girl brings all the acting talent, too. Yes, even when up against the likes of Oscar winner Nicole Kidman, who's pretty much just annoying. Now, I am a huge sucker for romantic comedies, and it is nice that it's not R-rated, so they don't throw a bunch of raunchy at you, but you pretty much can stay home, watch the trailer, and know exactly what's going to happen in this movie. The stupid definitely outweighs the funny in this one, so on our Movie Night Traffic Light, Just Go With It is a red light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.